part of the evolution. You know, music, it's something that has been developed by God to soothe and to be a balm for the soul, you know, to the human beings. So music is basically a creation from God, because He is the creator of all. Everything has been created by Him. Every time when we listen to music, it directs us to jubilate. It heals us when we are vulnerable. We listen to it. Even prisoners in jail can be freed, even though they are locked with shackles and they are, you know, they are trapped in dungeons. But they can listen to music and they can feel free even though they are bound. So music is a hand of God that heals, and it heals everybody. It is the language that cannot be interpreted with words.
So now, what I want to understand is, what kind of music that can heal? Because I think there are lots of music. There's quality music, there's reggae, there's R&B, there's gospel. So what kind of music that can heal?
You know, obviously, I believe that there is type of music that will just bring you excitement, the type of music that will bring you happiness. And there's a type of music that will bring you unspeakable and inexplainable joy, and that is a spiritual music. You know, the Bible says, speak to each other with psalms, with hymns, and with spiritual songs. You know, so spiritual songs, they carry the Spirit of God in the inside of them. They are like a channel in which we can travel and reach God through music. And when we reach God and we connect with God, then His healing can come upon us even through music. As a matter of fact, if you read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, you find Saul being tormented by the spirits, and he calls upon a man who can administer, or who can minister through a gospel music, or through gospel music, a man who can play strings. And the Bible records that when David would minister through song, Saul would be freed from the torments of the spirit and would be set free and would be healed. So it is the spiritual music that carries healing, but not just any spiritual music, because there are many spirits. But I'm talking about the spiritual music which directs you to God, the one we perceive to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That type of a God, the one who is the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, you know. So music is a channel that can take us to the presence of God. And in the presence of God, that is where we find healing.
So now, what I want to understand is, I hear that you quoted 1 Samuel 16,
yeah,
about the young man David, yeah. He was a musician. But now, I just want to understand it, because I realize that nowadays what people are doing is, there is what you call, it's a gospel music,
yeah,
but they use some rapping words and they rap and so on and so on. So can we say that it will heal a person? Because it's a gospel, it's a music word. Now people, they love it and so on. But will that music heal? Or do we say that music can heal someone?
Well, I believe that surely the music that has been synced with the music of the world can definitely entertain and excite people. But when it comes to healing, we need music that connects us, that makes the signal of the presence of God to be strong upon our lives, you know. And the Bible is clear about that it is the type of music that are psalms and that are hymns and that are spiritual songs. I've never heard of a hymn that has been rapped, for instance, as a genre, you know. So when we take the standard of the world and we impose it into the hymns and the psalms and the spiritual songs, we make a dilution of this thing of God. So it is no longer carrying that strength that it has when it is undiluted. Once we dilute it, then we are trying to help God. And when we try to help God, we hurt ourselves in the process, because God stands alone, and He is more effective when he works alone in us, not being mixed with the things of the world. Now, Romans chapter 12 speaks these words. It says, we should not conform to the standards and the patterns of the world. You know, so if we need to understand if this music is the world type of music or the God type of music, we need to look at the history of where that music is coming from and who birthed that type of a genre. You know, so most of the genres are world type of genres. We only have three types of genres in gospel or in God type of music. We have psalms, we have hymns, and we have spiritual songs. Songs where people can lift up their hands and connect with God and find the presence of God and find healing in the presence of God.
Okay, but now I think I have noticed that nowadays when people are playing the music, or when they minister through the music at church, now they have the guitar, they have the lute, they have the keyboard, they have all those things. Do those things really help in a music that can heal?
Well, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, it says, praise Him with trumpets, praise Him with horns, praise Him with different types of musical instruments that David is speaking about. You know, and all these things have been engineered and orchestrated by God to assist us into praising Him. You know, so praise is not limited to a voice, but it is instilled in sound. Anything, that is why the Bible says, let anything that has breath, that means anything that can make sound, that can make audio, worship God. So we can use that. So it is not limited to voices. You know, there are so many people which are saying, well, we only need to worship God with our voices and nothing else. Now the question is, what happens to somebody who cannot talk? It means that person cannot worship God? No, that person can play an instrument and worship God through that instrument and connect with God through that instrument. So it is not limited to voice, because some people cannot use their voices, they can use their hands.
Now, is there a principle that we can just say it goes with the music that heals? Because everyone can see, but everyone can see. But I want to understand, is there a principle that we say this person can sing a song that can heal? Is there a principle?
Yes, I believe that there is definitely a principle. The most important thing is not singing in itself, you know, because singing is only but a vehicle towards worship, you know, or it can be a vehicle towards worship and many other things, entertainment, etc. You know, so I believe that the principle is inspiration. Your music must be inspired first. If there is no inspiration in that music it's simply noise, nothing more than just noise. But when you have the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in that music, it is no longer music but worship, and it is praise to God, and it touches the heart of God because it is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, any gospel musician that can sing with a beautiful voice is just simply like a clinging gong that is making a lot of noise. Without inspiration, that music does not touch God. It can touch people, yes, but if there's no inspiration, if there's no Holy Spirit, it cannot touch God. And the reason why we actually need to sing is to worship God, is to touch the heart of God with our music, you know, because we can use that to touch and to connect with the signal of God. So if there's no inspiration, then there's no principle. And if there's no principle, we are simply making noise. You know, that is
so
what I basically mean.
A person would just sing without a direction. So now, what I want to say is, can we say that a music and prayer goes together? Can we say that?
Well, there is a thin line there. There is a thin line, because if you can sing world type of music and prayer on the other side, it rejects one another, it repels one another. But if you sing songs which are spiritual, they themselves are not just songs, they are prayer on themselves. But it is a skillful prayer because you use your voice in a skillful way to direct that prayer to God. So a hymn and a psalms and a spiritual song, these are actually prayers, you know. For instance, we can say, Our Father who art in heaven, we pray. But we can also sing, Our Father who art in heaven. So both these things work together. They are a prayer on itself. So this is what I believe. That exactly, if you sing a gospel song with an inspiration of God, and you pray those things together, they reach the heart of God.
Okay. But now, as we go back to the scripture that you mentioned. Now, it says that when David was playing,
yes,
the King Solomon was becoming healed. Yes. He was getting healing from the music.
Yes.
So I want to understand, because it says he was playing the harp, like he was just playing.
Yes, the harp.
Something was happening. Because I think maybe somehow, when he was growing up, he used to sing, it just developed as he grew or whatever.
Yes. Well, David is young and he's got older sons, and the younger boys at that time would be made to look after the sheep or the livestock of the father. You know, the younger boys would go to the field and spend hours and hours in the field, sometimes even sleep in the field and come back the next day or even 2 days, 3 days after, you know. And that is where he sharpened his skill of playing a harp. But above that, we find that he was a man of prayer, because that is why we have a prayer today that says, the Lord is my shepherd, you know. So when you combine the two, you find inspiration of God. And through that inspiration, it means there are many people that played harps in Israel. It was not just David alone. But why was David's harp different than the others? Because David was a man of God. He had anointed hands. So when he would play the harp would connect with God, because the harp is connected with the hands which are anointed, you know. So there are different people which can play harp, but when David plays the harp, demons have to flee, because that harp, it brings the presence of God, it brings the anointing of God, it brings God, the light of God, and nothing can stand that light of God. So it is very important, therefore, that a musician would be a musician that is prayerful, but also be a musician that is skillful. A musician must develop the skill in music. He must sharpen the calling. He must sharpen the skill of playing an instrument. That is number one. Number two, it must be his character. His character must be in line with God. And number three, he must have the gift of operating musically as well. If you combine these three things together, then God is pleased, and you are able to touch the heart of God.
But now, like, can we say, like, because I have noticed that people are saying music is a trait. So some people, they say we live by music. Now, I think they no longer doing it for healing. They do it for some other things. They sing gospel, but they're still doing some other things. So what can you say about that?
Well, for instance, with David, his worship was a gift from above. And now the Bible says the gift has been freely given unto us. We do not buy it from God. That is why the Bible says, freely you have received, and therefore freely you must give. So God does not give us the gift so that we can make money. If I be a prophet, I should not use my gift of prophecy to make money. If I want to make money, I must go work. You know, but when we have the gift from above, we have a gift from above so that we can bless other people with our gift, so that the body of Christ can unite through the gift that we have been given. Not that we may sell the gift that the Lord has given us. Because what if God himself would say, well, he must sell us the gifts that he has given us? We wouldn't have money enough to buy those gifts. So why are we therefore selling that which God Almighty created and gave for us for free?
So, okay, I hear you, Marita, I hear you, but still, I've got a lot of questions, like, that I sometimes, when I think about,
yeah,
I somehow ask myself, but, like, for example, when we say, like, you as a musician,
yeah,
if maybe, let's say, another businessman somewhere, he invites you to come and sing at a gig where they, there is alcohol and everything, because we are saying music is,
yeah.
Now, will you go, or what did you see? Like somebody said, okay, Marita, I want you to come and see. I realized that you guys are saying music is in this store,
yeah.
So I want you to come and see, maybe Christmas party,
yeah,
where they drinking and everything. So when you go, or what do you advise to the upcoming artists who are coming, like, about that issue?
You know, God uses different types of strategies to reach the people. You know, at some stage he says, I send you like sheep to go amongst the wolves. You know, I send you like that. So God may want to reach those people through you admitting to go. For instance, he sends a man called Job. He sends that man to Tarshish. Sorry, who did he send to Tarshish? It was Jonah. Yeah. Jonah, yes. He sends Jonah to Nineveh. Nineveh is the type of a place where people are drinking, where people are partying, where people don't care about God, where people are rebellious, where people are non-repentant. So whenever you are going to, whenever God sends you to Nineveh, you must not go to Tarshish, because the people of Tarshish, they pray, because people of Tarshish, they worship. You must go where God sends you to go, because you are going there carrying the light of God, carrying the baton in your hand, and carrying the power of God to deliver those people. So when God sends you to a place like that, he basically sends you to a place that is called Nineveh. And if God gives you a go-ahead, because when you are a prayerful musician, you are a musician that has a discernment spirit, and God will tell you whether you should go or not. You know, because it's very important. Joshua used to say that at all times. He used to inquire of the Lord and say, God, should I proceed? Should I go and attack or not? If you get a go-ahead from the Lord, then you should go. It does not mean you should go all the time. But if you don't have to go, God will tell you. That is why it's very important. Whenever you receive an invite as a musician, you must consult God to understand if he wants you to go or not. Even if it's a great gig where there's a great amount of money that you are promised, but if the word of the Lord says no upon your life, then you should listen to the word of God and you should obey it. If he says go, you should go. If he says don't go, then you should not go. So I believe that each and every invite has its own merit. And each and every invite needs you to consult God and get a go-ahead from the Lord. If there's no go-ahead, my friend, my listener, then you just only need to obey the word of the Lord. If he says don't go, no matter how interesting, no matter how shiny, no matter how good the salary is going to be, but if God says no, don't go there, then don't go there.
But now, I mean, they promising me to give me maybe 25,000 for 1 hour.
And you're broke.
And I'm broke. So what, I mean, I hear you that I mustn't go there, but now I don't have money.
Yes.
Maybe they want to repossess my house, or they want to take my car, or they want to chase me out of the house. So then that gig
Yes.
I think 5,000 will pay the debt that I have.
You know, the Bible says, those who which wait upon the Lord, it's not easy to wait upon the Lord. But when you wait upon the Lord, it means you are waiting for God's go-ahead. If you don't have God's go-ahead, it does not matter how shiny and how blinking the things are. You know. But you must, the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Even though it may feel as though you don't have financial strength at that point, you're broke. But because you're waiting on God, you'll renew your strength. Something will, your waiting will be rewarded at all times. You know, so it says, those who wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. Sometimes you won't fly, you won't mount up with wings like eagles. Sometimes you will run, but not get weary. And there are times when you will be slowed down, you will walk, but the Bible says you won't be faint. You know, so it's very important for us that we do not end up serving Mammon. Mammon is a god of money. You know, whenever he calls, whenever he says there's money there, you go. You no longer listen to God who wants you to obey. You are now following money. And when you start to hunger and thirst for money, there's a problem. Because you leave God behind and you start to worship another god. You know, so it is good. You know, it is good to know that we can use money. You know, it is true also to know that the love of money is the root of all evil, but the use of money is not the root of all evil. And sometimes the lack of money itself can be a root of all evil. So it is important that you are, as a musician, be it you are playing drums, be it you're playing a guitar, be it you're playing a piano, be it you're a musician, you're a backing vocalist, be it you are a lead vocalist, you're an artist, or you, it doesn't matter who you are, but it's important for you to understand that not everything is going to come just right there at once. Your wealth is not just going to land in there, but God will develop your character first. He wants you to be wealthy spiritually first. He wants you to be wealthy with patience first. He wants you to be wealthy with obedience first, before you can be wealthy even with substance, before you can be wealthy with money. Because if he can give you money first, then you can take that money and you can sponsor the devil with it. You know, so God is more interested in the fact that we become wealthy in serving him. We become wealthy in faith. We become wealthy in obedience to him. You know, so David says, I rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. You know, rather than sitting in the table of the wicked.
Yeah.
So it's a choice that you as a musician, if you're listening to this show, you as a musician, it's something that you need to decide. You know, David says, I rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. I wanna do a right thing. I thirst and hunger for righteousness. I don't thirst and hunger for money. Yes, I need money, but I don't thirst and hunger for it. You know, so he says, I rather dwell, you know, in the house of the Lord and be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the temple of the wicked and eat and dine great foods, but which are dedicated to wicked gods. Because when you do that, you are selling your soul. You are selling your soul.
So yeah, but it's not easy. I think it's not easy. It's not easy.
It is not easy.
Just to leave money. I mean, just leave money.
We all want money.
Yeah. So it's not easy.
Yeah.
So now the other thing that I wanted us to discuss about is, let's say you are invited.
Yeah.
They said come to Cape Town.
Yeah. So I love Cape Town.
You love Cape Town. They said okay, come to minister in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
So. What will a person do? Like, for example, let's say they wanted me to come to Cape Town.
Yes.
I want me to come and minister through music, through songs, but I don't have money. So it is a good idea to do the contract or to give them terms and conditions, or will I just go because God says so? So God approved me right to go.
Well, the church that invited me said so. I don't know if God said so yet.
Okay.
You know, so they invite me to Cape Town. Maybe they invite me to Tanzania or to Kenya or to wherever the destination is, basically. Mm-hmm. you know, and they say, "Man of God, come and minister in song," you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important that, number one, you inquire. First of all, obviously, I always say this all the time. As a musician, inquire of the Lord. Pray about it.
Yeah.
That's the first. Before you even give them an answer, don't be too excited to just say yes because you look at the pay deal. You know, but at all times, inquire of the Lord. Kneel down on your knees and say, "God, is this what you want?" Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two. Number two, it's very important that you make a background check.
Yeah.
You know, try to establish if that church really exists. Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody there? I mean, have you heard of human trafficking? They don't exclude musicians when they do human trafficking. You know, mm-hmm. So the world is a cruel world. You know, and the world from time to time has become dirty, has become a jungle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a jungle out there. You cannot just blindly go there because you're a gospel musician. Because you're good, because because sometimes you'll be lost there in Cape Town.
Okay.
Sometimes you can be trafficked, and some of the musicians are women, you know. Yeah. They can be raped,
yeah.
You know. They can be made sex slaves. They can, you know, a lot of things can happen. So it is very important. I advise, if you're a musician and you're listening right now, I actually advise that it's very important that you do a background check on the church that you are invited to go and minister. Don't just go to any church. Don't just go to any country or any province. Establish there. That's number two. Number one, I said you need to pray
mm-hmm.
about it
mm-hmm.
and ask permission and ask go ahead from the Lord. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you do a background check.
Yeah.
No. Number three, you establish a common ground. You establish mm-hmm. some form of a contract. Be it a contract that is verbal, be it a contract that is written down, you know, to make sure that, number one, you have a common level of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to pay for my traveling bills?
Okay.
Who's going to pay for my accommodation? You know, how is it going to work? Let those things have some level of transparency first. You know, if they're not transparent with you, they may you might spend 7,000 rands and they can only reward you with 1,000 rands, so you can run at the loss where you have to end up going to loan sharks and things like that. So it is quite a complex industry. Music is a very complex industry, you know. The music industry on its own, let alone the gospel industry, you know. There are honest pastors and they are non-honest pastors, you know. So it's very important to establish some level of agreement, an agreement which can be referred, you know. For instance, what I usually do, I make sure that I keep the text of the conversation between me and my host pastor. That's mm-hmm. number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you can record the conversation so that the person can be liable, so that the person can be responsible, so that the person can, you know, can take responsibility of what he said, you know. You can use that even in a court of law. If you just simply go blindly, you know, you can reach Cape Town and realize that there is no church like that. You've been fooled, you know. And then you'd say it's the devil. But maybe it was not the devil. Maybe it was your ignorance.
Okay.
So it's very important that as a musician, you understand the music industry,
okay,
and you understand the music business side.
Okay.
You know. So even though we are prayerful people, we are brethren, we are the body of Christ, but it's actually very important that you understand music business.
Okay.
Without the understanding of music business, you will bind yourself, you will enter into wrong contracts, you will enter into wrong covenants. You'll go and worship in wrong altars, and as a result, the Bible says, the devil is roaring like a lion.
Yes.
He's looking for those whom he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, if it was possible,
mm-hmm.
the very elect. Mm-hmm. Now, as a gospel musician, you are the very elect. Even more, you are the very gifted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very important that above all else, you are cautious as well.
Okay.
You become cautious, that's number one. Number two, you are also at all times, you carry your discernment with you. Don't leave your discernment. Your discernment is like the staff of Moses. Without it, you cannot strike the rock. You know. So that is why the Bible says We must test the spirit. You test the spirit using your stuff, which is what? Which is your discernment spirit at all times. So it's very important as a musician.
Okay. So like now, okay. Let's say there is a person.
Yes.
He doesn't know how to sing. He doesn't know how to sing. Like, let's say in terms of, you know, the voice maybe.
He can't hit the note.
Yeah, he can't hit the note. But according to the person, he feels that now. Or maybe they say when he touch the mic trying to sing, things are happening.
Yes.
So the one who knows how to sing, but when they sing, their music is dry. The one who doesn't know how to sing, their music is not dry.
I need to understand what type of a music is a dry music.
Okay, you find out when the person sings.
Yes.
You don't feel that connection.
Mm.
Okay, that connection with
yes.
God. Sorry. You don't feel anything. Like the connection. You don't feel your soul being revived or something.
Yes.
But when somebody who doesn't know how to sing,
mm-hmm.
you take the mic.
Yes.
And then you can feel that, you know, I'm close to God. I'm in the third heaven.
Yes.
So what can we like say about that?
It's not only about having a gift, you know, but it's about being trained and skilled. I mean, I want you, if possible, I would request to open a Bible verse.
Okay.
You know, if we read the book of First Chronicles,
yeah.
chapter 25, verse
okay.
8.
Okay.
I'm going to allow you to read it, but I'm going to read it from the NIV version
okay.
because I have this. It's First Chronicles
okay.
chapter 25, verse 7.
Verse 7, yeah.
You know, it says, along with their relatives,
mm-hmm.
all of them
mm-hmm.
trained and skilled in music for the Lord.
Yeah.
They numbered 288.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's very important that as a musician, you must be trained
yeah.
and you must be skilled. That means after being trained and after being skilled, you must, one way or the other, have some form of an approval from the person who trained you, from your trainer.
Yeah.
You know. So if you are not trained, you are just an island, you know, and you cannot account, or there's nobody whom you can ask, and that person being honest with you to tell you if you really have it
okay.
or you don't have it. So it's very important to also, the Bible says, in the presence
yeah.
of many advisors,
okay.
people succeed.
Okay.
So it's very important for you as a musician, be it you are a musician that is playing instrument
mm-hmm.
or you're a musician that uses your voice to sing,
yeah.
it's very important for you to have advisors. Advisors will be those people that coach you, the people that empower you, you know, the people that equip you, the people that skill you, the people that train you. It's very important that you be trained and you carry a skill as a musician. You don't just carry the heart, because, you know, a lot of people say, well, just listen to my heart and don't listen to the voice. No, that's not what the Bible says.
Okay.
The Bible talks about the people that were selected to minister in the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
It says they were people which were trained and they were skilled in music. They were not just gifted.
Okay.
So it's very important that, number one, you have a good character, a right character, a God character
mm-hmm.
as a musician.
Yeah.
Number two, it's important that you have the gift.
Okay.
Because without the gift, you are just doing it out of your own.
Okay.
It is the gift that carries the God kind of unction.
Okay.
Number three, it's important that you have the skill. Number four, it's important that you are trained from time to time. You keep developing yourself, you keep developing your craft. From time to time, you train yourself, you practice, and you practice, and you train yourself until you are sharpened. That is why the Bible says, an iron sharpens another iron.
Okay.
So if you are not sharpened as an iron, you will not penetrate the target. You can hit the target, but not penetrating the target. That is why it's very important for you to sharpen yourself as a musician, to constantly sharpen yourself, to learn from others. Get DVDs that you can learn from, get, you know, go to YouTube and learn how to sing, how to project your voice, how to hold your voice, you know, all those type of things. It is important for you to be skilled and to be trained as a musician. If you're not skilled, if you're not trained, and you just simply raw, sometimes you cannot reach the type of impact that you need to reach. And as a result, you may just be a noise, okay, or a turn off, mm-hmm, if I could bury and use that, okay, word. Okay. Yeah, so that is the perspective I have.
So in other words, we're saying that it is important for a person to go to a music school. What we're saying, like, are we advising someone who is listening us now to go to a music school? In terms of for the person to be, to.
Well, when the Bible, in the book of First Chronicles, you know, speaks about people which were trained and, mm-hmm, skilled, yeah, you know, yeah, a person who trains you is your school.
Okay.
A person who trains you is basically schooling you.
Okay.
So yes, you know, it doesn't have to be a registered school, but it has to be someone who has the power to teach, mm-hmm, someone who can teach you and skill you and train you about singing. It does not necessarily have to be a music school, but yes, a music school can help, you know, but you need to be, basically you need to be schooled, you know, a person who trains you. It can be a person that never even had a chance to go to school, but that person can basically skill you, and that means that person can school you.
Okay.
So you need someone who can school you. You don't necessarily need to go to music school, mm-hmm, but okay, you need to be schooled. I don't know if you picked the
difference. I understand. Meaning in terms of helping a person to understand the lyrics.
Yes.
Maybe. Yes. Understanding the lyrics.
Yes.
She can understand the
tempo.
The tempo.
Yes.
Knowing where to,
yes,
to enter,
yes.
Because sometimes just enter where he's not supposed to enter,
yes,
and it causes embarrassment, I think.
Yes.
So, but I understand very well that somebody need a mentor into the music.
That's right.
To be able to tell if you are doing good or not.
That's right.
So, okay, let's come to this, Moruti, like, singing in church,
yes,
and singing outside, is there a difference between the two? Because I have realized that you are traveling a lot,
yes,
doing the evangelist work,
yes,
with by the grace ministry there,
yes,
seminars, and yeah, so, is there a different, like, What do you say to our listeners about which one is better, singing in the church,
yeah,
or let's say in an closed space and out space, like closed door and so what's the difference? What can you say? Because I think you have done them all, and most of the time you do the outer one. You find that you spend 2-3 weeks singing there non-stop.
Yes.
And in a place where it's cold outside. So what can you say about that?
Well, in most cases, I think you're touching a very important point here.
Okay.
You know, because you do not just need to understand the audience or the type of people that you're singing to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's important that you strike a chord of relevance.
Okay.
You know, not necessarily migrating from the law, but that you become relevant,
okay,
you know, to God first of all and to the people, you know. So to be inside the church, usually, if you are in closed doors, there's no wind, there's no dust, you know, the setup, you know, even the music instruments,
mm-hmm,
you know, the speakers and things like that, there, mm-hmm, are speakers which are indoor speakers, mm-hmm, and there are speakers which are outdoor speakers,
mm-hmm,
you know. So when you are in most cases, for some of us, we travel, we do evangelistic work,
yeah, yeah.
We go to crusades, we sing in crusades, we minister, we preach in crusades, mm-hmm, and things like that,
mm-hmm,
you know. There's wind, there can be different climate, different weather formats, you know. Mm-hmm. So to take care of the instrument which you use to minister to the people, to take care of your voice, mm-hmm. it's very important, you know, to make sure that in the windy environment it's lubricated, you drink enough water, mm-hmm. you know, and you make sure that you don't scream at the people, mm-hmm. but you sing, you know, and it's very important that you do not entertain people, but you look unto Him who is the author and the finisher of your life. So now in the church, the people in the church, mm-hmm. they have an understanding of gospel more than the people which are outside the church.
Okay.
You know, in most cases when you are outside the church, you are in crusades and things like that, mm-hmm. your audience most of the time, mm-hmm. you know, are people which are not born again.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. and you need to be able to reach them and minister to them through song. So you're not just there to entertain them, because you know the people of the world, they only know that music is there for entertainment.
Yeah.
Whilst for us as the children of God, we know that it is spiritual nourishment.
Okay.
You know, it is a vehicle for us to arrive in the presence of God, mm-hmm. amongst other vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so inside the church,
mm-hmm.
it's usually simpler because you are inside the walls.
Okay.
Outside the church, sometimes it's raining. You know, sometimes people don't respond, you know, and when you are outside the church, you cannot just do complex songs, you know, and songs that would make, you know, the people not to be able to sing along. You're not actually trying to expose your talent. Okay. You are trying to lead the people. There's a difference, you know. Sometimes I come across musicians which are more about exposing their skill, exposing how good they are, and drawing the attention to themselves. The whole point of ministry,
okay.
especially when you are not in concert,
mm-hmm.
is about pouring the heart of God mm-hmm. to the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's about helping the people and ushering the people into the presence of God.
Yeah.
Because you can only lead them into worship, but you cannot worship on their behalf.
Okay.
So that's
no,
what it is.
I understand. So now, like let's say the let's say when you go out for 2 weeks, does the voice not finish? Or like when you sing there, like how can a person prevent the voice not to finish?
Hey, you, if you listen to my voice right now,
yeah,
I basically have just come back from another outreach, from another crusade.
All right, yeah.
You know, and yes, from time to time, because you are outdoors, okay. there's wind, sometimes there's heat,
yeah.
sometimes there's cold.
Okay.
You know, so your voice can be disturbed.
Okay.
But it's very important that you use keys which are comfortable for you, so that you don't come back without a voice. Because what if you are invited to sing in the United States
okay.
of America mm-hmm. for 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
You are leading a revival there.
Okay.
And on the third day, your voice is gone.
Okay.
What now? You're there.
Mm-hmm.
But as a person who has been invited to lead and minister, you are, for a lack of a better word, you are more likely useless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you don't have a voice. So it's very important that at the same time, you don't just scream your lungs out, but you are cautious,
mm-hmm.
and you save the voice, but not necessarily saving everything else.
Okay.
You know, so you make sure that you are vigilant about how you project your voice,
mm-hmm.
you know, and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't really advise that you be that lone soldier that sings alone.
Okay.
But you have people that also help you and minister alongside with you, so that you can breathe, so that you can drink water,
okay.
so that you can relax your voice a little bit without having to strain your vocal cords. Once your vocal cords are strained, you might have issues, because you might even not be able to have a voice at all.
Okay.
So it's very important that you be vigilant about, you know, at all times, and that you keep on lubricating your vocal cords, and you keep on eating correctly, and you have good sleeping patterns and things associated with saving your voice.
So in terms of the instruments, like on your side.
Yeah.
Like if you sing without the instrument.
Yeah.
Or with an instrument.
A cappella.
Yeah. Is there a difference between the two? Like when you sing without the instrument and with instrument, which one do you feel comfortable with?
Well, the Bible says that it is better for two to walk together than one.
Mm.
You know, because they help each other.
Okay.
You know, so if you have the musical instruments which are accompanying you as a minister, there are corners and voids that musical instruments can fill that you cannot fill with your own voice.
Okay.
You know, so it is very, I believe that it's very important to have different types of instruments involved, you know, in praising the Lord. As the Bible says, you know, it talks about trumpets, you know, it talks about the harps, it talks about different types of of musical instruments coming together. And in one tune, you have written that, you have read that from the scripture.
Yeah.
You know, when we read the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it speaks about, and it says, and even things without life-giving sound, whether a pipe, a harp, except they give a distinct a distinction in their sounds, how shall it be known that what pipe it is or what harp it is? You know, so it's very important that you have different types of musical instruments, because they have distinct sounds, you know, and all those sounds, they work together to create the heavenly melody. They work together to create an atmosphere where the presence of the Lord will be able to come in with great amplification. You know, so they create that type of an environment. So if it is just your voice alone, sometimes you want to cough.
Okay, I hear you.
It happens.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you want to drink water. You know, and then what happens? The momentum that you have been building and building in worship, now that you want to cough, you can actually break that entire momentum. Now that you want to drink water, you may break that entire momentum. But if there are other musical instruments, you know, because a voice is basically a musical instrument as
Actually,
even speaking is music. Actually, you know, so a voice is a musical instrument, just as a trumpet is a musical instrument. So it's very important to have other musical instruments involved, you know. But obviously, you know, there are people which don't have musical instruments. If you don't have musical instruments, it's okay for you to just worship God with your voices. There's definitely nothing wrong with that. So, that's what I believe.
So now when it comes to that, let's look at the attire that a person can wear, especially the musician. Let's look at that. So, like the attire.
The attire.
Because I see somebody wearing the. Let's just look into that so that we can help our listeners, everybody.
Yeah.
How important, so that they should know how important is the attire when it comes to music, like to present themselves.
You know, I let me reveal some things which I believe are very important for musicians to know. Look, people receive you first before they receive what you carry.
Okay.
You know, and if they reject you, it is most likely that they will reject what you carry as well.
Okay.
You know, if you are wearing arrogantly or rudely, if I were to, I'm just using my terms very carefully, you know, people sometimes they won't take you seriously. I mean, let's look at it from this perspective. If you go to see your in-laws, you wear presentably, but God is greater than your in-laws. If you go to see the people which are interviewing you, you have an interview for a job.
Yeah.
you know. You are wearing very presentable.
Okay.
And those people, God is greater than them.
Yeah.
When you go to a funeral,
okay,
to honor the departed, for instance,
mm-hmm,
you know, you are wearing comfortably, sorry, you are wearing not just comfortably, but also you are wearing presentably.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm, to honor and to appear correctly and well presented, mm-hmm, for the funeral. Okay. Now, your in-laws, the funeral,
mm-hmm,
and the interviewers,
okay,
they are lesser than God.
Yeah.
God is greater.
It's greater. Yes.
It's greater. Yeah. So if you feel you need to be presentable to them,
yeah,
I believe that with God, you have to be even more presentable.
Okay.
You know, no, we need to fix this.
Yeah.
You want to draw people to God, not to your body.
Yes.
You know, yeah. So sometimes when you wear in such a way that you drawing people to yourself,
mm-hmm,
people start to, you know, to look at you and not look unto him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so if your body is exposed, for instance, mostly for females, you know, I believe that when you do that,
mm-hmm,
sometimes you draw more attention to yourself and people get stuck, mm-hmm, in you. They get stuck in your beauty.
Okay.
Then people going to God, you know, having their attention in God.
Okay.
So you are an usher,
okay,
and you are not ushering people to yourself.
Okay.
You must usher people to God. So it's very important. The Bible says we need to dress modestly.
Okay.
Now, the standard of God is modesty.
Yeah.
And the standard of the world,
mm-hmm,
is sexiness.
Okay.
Is being hot. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
It means you are cunning. It means you are sexually inviting.
Okay.
That is the standard of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a minister of God, if you are the preacher of the gospel,
mm-hmm,
be it you preach through poetry,
mm-hmm,
be it you preach through a song,
mm-hmm,
be it you preach through the word,
okay,
you know, through, mm-hmm, spoken word,
yeah,
it's very important for you to present God well,
okay,
to be well presented before the people so that people can receive you. If people receive you, they will also receive what you carry. So it's very important. You cannot just wear like you go into the gym.
Okay.
No. God is greater. You cannot just wear as though you're going to swim.
Okay.
You cannot. No, you cannot. You know, it's very important that you know, if you go to swim,
okay,
you wear as a person who's going to swim.
Okay.
If you go to the gym,
mm-hmm,
you cannot put on a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't need to confuse these things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to confuse them.
Okay.
You know, if you go to the gym, you go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
If you go swimming, you go swimming.
Okay.
If you go to church, you go to church, and you are well presented, so that you draw not attention to yourself by how you beautify yourself, but you draw attention to God. Because when you minister, you do not minister yourself, you minister to him and for him.
Okay. So now, yeah, so you see, Murubi, I most of the time when I'm looking at the TV, watching TV or something, like I see people singing gospel wearing somehow, man, I don't know, but you find that the person sings a song that
it's style now.
Yeah, well, the person sings a song that when you listen to it, you feel that you love the soul, but you love it, but the song, I mean, you know, it doesn't touch the soul, but you love it.
Look,
I think
there are two things.
Yeah.
There's a vessel and there's food.
Okay.
The food is what you are presenting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You're not presenting the vessel.
Yeah.
But if the vessel does not look well, it looks rather unclean.
Mm-hmm.
You seem not to enjoy the food very well.
Okay.
Some of the people, they even lose their appetite.
Okay.
Because of the vessel that carries the food. Even though the food is clean, the food is right, the food,
yeah,
is tasty, the food is healthy.
Yeah.
So it is very important that as earthen vessels, the Bible says we are earthen vessels.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that our vessels,
mm-hmm,
are well and ready,
okay,
so that God can pour himself, the food of the Spirit,
mm-hmm,
he can pour himself on us, so so that when people eat out of the vessel,
okay,
they do not become stopped, for lack of a better word, they don't become stopped by the vessel.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
So there's a verse that I somehow picked it up here.
Yeah.
That I justify what you are saying in the first and in second Chronicles chapter 20.
Yeah.
Verse number 20.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna read the whole verse, the whole chapter. But there are a few verses that I picked up there. Mm-hmm. From we can start from verse 20.
Yeah.
But if somebody start from verse maybe 17, we will understand the whole story. It says, early in the morning, all of the people left for the desert of Tekoa. As they started out, Jehoshaphat stood up. He said, Judah, listen to me. People of Jerusalem, listen to me. Have faith in the Lord, your God. He will take good care of you. Have faith in his prophet, then you will have success. So now, verse 21 says, Jehoshaphat asked the people for advice. Then he appointed men to sing to the Lord. Mm-hmm. He wanted them to praise him because of his glory and holiness. Mm-hmm. They marched out in front of the army. They said, give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love continue forever.
Yeah.
They began to sing and praise him.
Yeah.
Then the Lord hit some men and told them to wait.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted them to attack the people of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir.
Mm-hmm.
They had gone into Judah and attacked it, but they lost the battle. So but when I check there from verse 1, it tells that God told Jehoshaphat to choose men who should wear the white clothes.
Yeah.
So I think, to my understanding, I think we can say a musician,
yeah,
should be white.
Well, if we understand that from the spiritual perspective,
yeah,
it's not just about color.
Yes, yes.
You know, but white represents cleanliness.
Yes,
and when
yeah.
I say cleanliness, I'm not talking about the house being
the house,
clean.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm talking about the purity of the heart. You know, but if there is the purity of the heart, that is also represented in the way you present yourself. You know,
okay,
just to complement what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says in the book of First Timothy,
yeah,
in the book of First Timothy, chapter 2, verse 9, he says, likewise, also, people should not adorn them, should adorn themselves in a respectable apparel,
okay,
with modesty and with self-control.
Okay.
So that word respectable, I think it's a key word there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what Jehoshaphat was trying to actually establish here is that the people should look presentable. The people should look presentable and respectable as well.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
so that their ministry can be acceptable.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm,
it is not very easy to accept a good gift,
okay,
that is given by someone who looks rather as though he just rose from the dead.
Okay.
Okay. If I were to put it that way,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm,
so we don't just need to be clean because our clothes are washed, but we need to be clean in our hearts as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be clean in that cleanliness also means being representable. It means,
mm-hmm,
being respectable in,
okay,
how we, you know,
okay,
it means we respect ourselves. We present our bodies as a living,
okay,
sacrifice,
yeah,
as musicians,
yes, okay,
you know, as music ministers, as pastors, as the preachers of the gospel. You know, we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We must be representable. We must be respectable in how we wear.
Okay.
It does not mean though that we should buy very expensive clothes,
okay,
to draw attention to ourselves. No,
okay,
that's not what it means. But it means you present yourself,
mm-hmm,
to the people in a respectable manner.
Mm-hmm. So now,
thank you.
Yeah, so I was saying that, well, I think the this topic is very interesting.
It's very
and it will help everyone who is listening to us. So I want us to call someone in Malabani and put him on the line.
Okay.
And
just great musician.
Yeah.
Great musician.
Yeah. So let's just put him on the line. Hello. How are you, sir?
I'm feeling well, sir.
You are live on radio.
Alright, sir. Alright, sir. Thank you. Thank you for inviting.
Yeah. So we are talking about the music that heals and restores. So I'm with Pastor Mdewele here in the studio.
Right.
Yeah. So also we have Lifuno here, Oliver, in our. In our studio. So but we just want you to tell us, how do you understand about the music, the string?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the string that heals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, everybody like music in general.
Okay.
Music in general is very more special. Music, let's say maybe in the morning, nah?
Yeah.
The fine glory. The very first music that you play early in the morning.
Okay.
Can determine your mood for the day.
Okay.
I remember telling you about Mahala. But if there was a devil Maria, Jaw, Bagamako.
Yeah.
And then they just saw.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then and then go for a walk. Yeah, or no, there is still time, there is still a chance to fix all those things that are in the Kedavagore.
Yeah.
They were not a lot of money.
Hmm.
They were selected to sell the Valore, but I got music.
Yeah.
Strength and need.
Yeah.
Regular music was six bars. This is a game to learn about the
Okay.
As I mentioned before, regarding music, and then Mutsu Agakumana breakthrough, Mutsu Agapola,
okay,
and then Mutsu Agakulu Amaru, and again Mutsu Agava encouraged,
okay,
Zavaya music. Yeah, so Ari Lens of Atopia music is to Nurno.
Yeah,
and music of Amada,
ground, okay.
And then go revive him all, or maybe the Gavarodi. And then Garan Minos Medi Ragawina Lemoel or Nelapas in right San Antonio.
Yeah.
genna mudu medi la sala mala genna wana mbu
e
dar ki gregin ci ci le moy e be ci le mat ko tomo wo ke su dele le jwan demo demo ra ya mino ile a tsoma ro tsena ga le ka kona o tsi tsoro mo limo velo ga re la cha e and then da gregin la tsofo ndo ba le le ta ba ya pele ba le pele ba le khorase e mino ga mpwa so e be ci ga la matomo and then ga ga ncha khorase nwe e ba tsela ya ofisi ya kulu nasogele ba bebe kre hulo la mile yo
okay
o shela kile ga yo pela ga bona ubliya le lo ga grege
to
komo kile ga ga le mor muri mu bile ntong wa ga ya and then zabe minu ka tsoma o go la pele ga yona pele kwa stance ni kwa wa ke ya ore o bele re pala le sala bala ke nna moral kwa trombone ona le instrument yo nga mara ni brass sector
Una
le instrumento un amarre prospecta dai vicino trombo. And then uva ina la mondo mo qua strategia tuo var artista muale. And then ila fa ma sto fa sa sa varal dare dare fa dare corombe. And then ina da vai mo po na bre lor and then ina la somo joina gruppila. And then gara gara mo tuo pre no mo veicolo. I was the only person io lor ila joina che fa che.
Yeah.
Ma ragala magala begino fa che. And then while ban ruza it was not easy go pla ver kruziwa and then mutsa ora ba kere tsa pele na go nwe re kitsiwa go tlala le go ka nor no re tlana pele go tlo go be serious lesson but and that at the don't take you like a fell tlor no ke master trombo ba tsela i trombo de so jo sa sengwe sa le pala se lo re se yo bela 10
Mm.
E ana kwa ka tsoma o tsha ka yo ntsa bela trombone ga le tsa gar gal tsa gar gal. Bela tsa ba mino ya re ya ola mo. Ni le rara le tsa le fela, rara le everything manyaloni. And then es na go ya re ya pele. Wa li ya orga grigi ni pe kitse. Ke tsa na o and then ba re ka keyboard. Keyboard ke o ke na o never forget. Ke bile keyboard e ba re bila matoma. E be bijo Sanchez gal. Sanchez keyboard ya na yo kumane ga ga sa kunya ne moya fase collisioner ke na pero yo sakaja Sanchez la baile ba ireka and then still for the men na para tomo el hormon ale de chuma che effort ke kwa tsembele na mudi and then ga ga tsaya nya ga tsau ba ga re tlo ke nga o tsiba sele jwa se mind you wo mra o kwa e sa se dile ga kumana ke board ye lor pe gra ke go malo ana bele re re tsana in real business ke re ke ne ba re bile ke board ene ke nna mo tsoma tsoma lo re go le tsere lo re no ke ta ke tsoya yone ntle ka ka ba le tshe ba ra o tsena ke board injury 2 weeks hore ke tsene some of the tongues of the stones and then ga ke ya braro I still remember ke le ga flaka sticker and then ga ya grege ba ga le tshe grege but still it was not easy It was not easy at all. Kile ke regeni and at the end of the day on timi sa ba tseleje.
Mm.
Apo o tlo roka tsoma ke lo, o tsoma ga o pheni kana mile, zwe zwe mo tsoma go na o tsebe. Ke yo mo tsoma go tsoga re tsa tsini na mile. Arno para de nono ga le ka imi tsi dilo to tala la le ja, ke la sala. Marantsela a ya ba tsei mo mo ga ka la ba la re ke no pese. Mm. Urndo dile ka le forno na go ngomri mo riya ka tle mo fa bana ona ba tsabangwe ba na le tlhuje lo re tsela ka pela and then ba bang bona lo wa moela lo ka mpholo re mo mwe a wa botse ara ke le bo mri mo ka ba la rula mpamata e ba ke ke tsisa instrument se ka gregen ke tsiva po go la letso la music be and then dile ka pima go toka le go tsatsa mana lesene ke le ga rusa gore o tsontse re tse mo effort on my practices and then vele ke le ga ga ya lo ga ha ya ga se tsena ga practice so the following week ke ke pele mata ga batsana ba ya and then ke mo ke le ga fa mo rutu na mile ko na lo bana ba ka re ba go ga ke le tsola za lo no and then ke re ke ke tsoma o introduce tsa ba tsela instruments lo mo go tsona ba se pare to ela le se tlo go motho ba ka mo gore ba ka le tla tsa pro ka no tsia ma go na mile ba ntse ga initiative ya ntse mo go ba ra ba ile ba tsama na go ile re ke re ke ba ka ba ka go le ba ka ba ka go ela and then ke tsama lo re ke go ba lo re no ke tsama o bonyelwa ma ka botse and then tsa ba tsia mino ke a tsisa So now I think of the digital more to be this music industry. So as I'm taking the bus teacher, you know, I was 3:15 down, of course, you're sitting in the mind of music, and then before repeat, and I got a bus teacher. So he learned to Salamata Travail, those let them in different Jimmy Chila to Satumina. Amilega, another recent thing, Dogma 2015, Gazanagara Travail, the lead guitar. The lead guitar, the Gatare, my love of Sessania.
Okay.
Gatare, love of Sessela, love of Sessaburo. And then a very good lead guitar. You know, Lorilla got from all Java Sedage. So we are the busy guy on now, and then we are going to get to the bill because of music. And then, as I'm saying, Garna, It's so confusing, especially looking for new set of program in our world. I'm not only a musician, I'm also a mechanical engineering student. And then if I take it, if we are a multitasker, set up a program in our booth. On the safe side, because the promise yellow was fulfilled. The rule of Gara industry and music. One of the opportunities to rule for okay, come on. Put a grab and a loose Jesus and why, but see it. So once the government has come up and Lagopal and Tarula job, the man of Missal opportunity to inch, the Mazil or maybe a little stuff for Lagamata. So the way it's a Lagamata, Ramos is a vacation, but see it. And then the Bash, the more FM. It's a very good box to carry charge. It's more marketable when we're going to have a lot of car lives with the music. We want to hear a polo, minimum, the post,
Drama
is kilo agi mo kalo ke pana ko ya yo nani. Para yo na kilo balo let's go nya na ya yo nor no ya nga yo. Mara sa kilo kalo ke pana ko ya drama. And then kilo jo ke lor na ke sigro ke la ko bo.
Yani Yani like dilije kam ga jina ji lebe li dilije dzaga le na moni na ubo sna motho aba ali tut ali rut
dilije o ba ina ba so ba ri tsa
eh
and then o ba ina ba so le te ba la tsa go pela tso go ona ro no go pela ro le tso se ka sa ba ya so le so go ya le ga ile tse ba re ntse le tso ja music ri ya ga mo solo ro mo na no a wa o musical ga ma
mm
kala ba kala re moso a ga so ru se a ga so ru se le go jega mo ga ne
eh
a ga so ru se le lo ga mo ga eh le ke ma ka bele la ro no e ngwana o no go ntse re na tabirisi ya ba and then the following day ya ba ina ya o tsiela na mi le ro ba so ba go ntse le basics and then ba go ntse le basics na ga putsa mo efforts on it on the basics ye lo rompa jona and then si tsoa jola pe
okay
yeah
so gele do e ka tra ba ya music
yeah or, yeah
music go wa gospel music go wa bargain ana ga sutu bargain gribe le sna lo chao ya su di media mine wa su di me
yeah
or wa fodisa
yeah
e bile wa thusa
amen
gore mo tsana le stress a tile ja mino o ba bo
ele
tinha galim poje malabar oneja bagrege
aga
bargi ni gas khuwa ine closed doors aga gis khuwa bare leja ine closed doors noleja agar bargi indoors de kasa khu agar zo khuwa series to be de gare na baba yani oneja ga indoors le religion ka nte ga go ka re ga re ga dira re le batho ba tsama ya ka nte le batho ba di soul winning ho tsama ya ka nte yeli phabalo ya nei ga hola le phabalo
o le ja ga ri indoors la ga re outdoors a ke bono ina la phabano ka mata bala ba ga la re tsama tsama ga itse o tlo isa molimo papana lo renda riyon tipe je tsoronya ya mathomo ke o rende nga kwa nga kwa ndega kwa ga outdoors focus ya rena ya kamata mata ya u na memo
eh
focus ya rena ya kamata mata ya u na memo nga kwa ri to fur memo ere la sala la stress ya eh re garis bu mare garis bu mare garis bu ma renga bona na selulo nende ri kha ilo ri mona ga bre
eh
and then maraga indoors e agrile atvora ga erga indoors ga le trigin una le program je din chin chin lorn ri a render wa le atsa mai siwa o ya le ga saba ya indoors e mara agrile bu je before ga la kul mara go fu misa dina la mre e then lu sa le se tol mwa por papa ne re ba o na bu go tsheleji gore ga ga le outdoors rara ka gami moya ya ola thai re tsare zuma go tsebo dela thai le yo re tsare zuma renga go sa le filo na male
ke
ya renga go tsumare go se le filo na male ke ntse jare na ke re tsime ji
yale mana ban ke le ga the website ke mo bar di www.bythegrace.org so ke bile mo le thalo sa ga mo go le re e sa le join udie ile le ga tsalo ja ga buri bana na mo hore na udie ile ile ke bona mona le bana le bana ra gudu from gudu ra ya music le ga tsalo ja buri bana na mo hore na udie ile ile mo
ya mane la bala mo se ja brao man eh ya ba tsabe lo ri le ya ta mo lo ba ga lo mo tsu tsalo ja ma
eh
ya bile ma so mo no re ga ra tsabe ya ba mal sasaka
eh
hore mal sasaka ra bolla ga mo so lo ri ona le mo khoje di ntshima eh ga re tsa ba ba le mal saska ona le na go ngono go mara taka taka ba le challenge mo lo rma selon you have to make a choice and ga ra choice go mo go di you must assure you each ya go choose ya male
eh
ya gre ke se tsa ba ba isa go ya mao se tsa se go di go kuru and then we know ya re ke ga ra program nngwe masala ya le se pa challenge so ralukile ka moka kona ra 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 ruina le district ka moka section ka moka fita mo lo rene ba le re a wina re tsonjo re ralo ga le province
eh
and then o ralo ga le province re tsonjo mar ke o ralo ga le province ya nespek and then get them and then at the same time mo ba ke tsama ne call o manu kwa a ministry wa by the grace yeah I remember very well by the grace ministry in Kumane and then ke le ja ba sa le nyalo la le mwanyana kwa eh maybe the man have a black guy, and I'm more to be the and a Murusi Sava and only a bow. The travel by the guessing Kumane and then really Vijayiki just water. If you get a matrum, all the river and be sure to get the glitter bus. It was for the first time since I get the bus pizza. If it is the matrum, well, or really, she has Matalaja, me and ye. And then you know by the grace of Kumana, Yampa or Payor no. Knowledge initiates the way to me, the man. And it's a byway, it's a way it's a ruin and all. It's a way it's a real shape again. I've never said that in the world, past the world, and you read the man. Then I'll do the lambody. We are you looking into more of us saying, Utile Mushim women teachers for Payapa Panapana. And then Mongo by Shivaling Gavakaria is the Royal Uncle already 2 years ago. Kwa mara pa ite krisi ya tali sabe mwelo rini ya pasa mwaya waka kasi kori ya lena sabe kina lektora layo Karno, kare nga wetu ria shefa nge jiman Ratoka basho otu na lavule Ndel metoka basho otu na lavule ene ndel velo rumaka kuja sabe ya bil Ndel nolor sabe ile naga ardi ya kaya vieri yona ma Karno, lefasi le tonyo rune sukulu Lefasi le tonyo le tle mwedi And I told you, I'm going to go to the brain. I'm going to go to the brain. I'm going to go to the airport. From the brain, I'm going to go to the brain. And then, Travella, I keep telling. And then, I go to the brain. I'm going to 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 go financially, you are not stable. And then, little information may be enough for you. Lojereng ogas kolor kitel la ro tsomere lojere ma ro se doko man ba swa ba o ba swa lo ro se ba ya ba ke tsaba ga ra ritsa ba je lo ba no experience ba lo ba kona o tsisa la tsamae sa tsaba je o sa doko man bo bona ba ko mpa itse hore le di di o re ba e ba e ba sa pelo ya rabi de o swa e to ro pochin ke jam ko tsio ga ya nao ine ga ka lume ja ntere ntse tse ba ro no lojera ga re to tsa tsa go pele I remember very well, when I was position 5, the was in the full amount. What big line? Yeah, I think I was able to go your north, and there's still a representative from the Maspal, or Maspal, a remitted in provincial. So, I'm not sure if the whole or no, get decided or no, let's argue. So, I'm a soccer. I don't know, I'm a Yes, a bit. And then you know, in the number, unless you make the fastest so low, it was not easy over 10 down. But at the end of the day, you know, the KV is a car, no. Once you are a bit, I'm a minister. The salary of a teleguri, a salary of a national, a very good human inch, all the refresh, all. I mean, all the line will be over to nowhere. Those of us still show another one, Yana, Maravella, but Lava Mika, Lovana Bella by Jagamoya, by Jagamoya, old sister. And then the Ferda Lore is a Malissimila by the Greek Ministry, creating visa, Ghana Station 4. I won't forget the day. And then Ragana Station 4, and then Model and Surisa Javarna on Anabu.
Okay.
Model Surisa Javarna on Abu Ghana Station 4, and then. The retriever flow for Panama Panaga, Pola would delete my devil, Rusi Isaac, Lavan, Mama Volokamba, custom level. It was very nice. And then Murimule Panaja Gara, Gara, conference in the Rila Valio. Really, it's in the new way of Polo. And maybe for the first time. And then here, how to say, Kasawa Jambi. It was for the first time. Minister out of the province. And then, see by the grace, and then, I am Sutala Mad, I learned a lot from the organization, musically and also spiritually. It's legit in Chicago, the Lena Vele Gulela, Gerki Pisic Veragalopon, Akasavasto, and Murimoe Bonaja, everyday mulimo e bona jaaka tsane se mo nomore re ba e ayo man mulimo e bona jaaka ra ro ka mmh ke ne ba tswa tso go loa ba tswa tso go loa ba tswa tso go loa wa bereke
okay
ba tswa tswa ba kholo ya re na go 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 se bangi ke pelo re ke tlela ba
eh
ya tswa kholo ya re na ke no ra le bona ke re re ya o mo le fast ke ne shinshi and then ba tswa ni tswa re para tene ba tswa ya lo je ni sia go bana fa bana and then bangwe ba namela olimo ba atlankiwa ba shotota ba jale olimo and then jeo jona se re bereka ka jona rena re bereka ka lonki ka lenki fela e lenki ko ala re bereka la o ka rajothe re tsa ba le ntse pe
okay so yale lega thusa byane go ba go go tlhotlheletsa ba lo re ne ba nyaka go tsena ka motrabe ja mmino
ene ba tla lo rengo tsena ka rata ba ja mmino rengo some ke ba go jor no ene le so pedi rengo some ka ba ba tla ba go pela lo tiri zwe le zwa ma mo CV ni mo and then azalo pe ki wa ministara mo CV ene nona le mo tso mileo ene majority obvious that ke paga go tsela ba se ba se mile greke ke tlile go bona go le go tsela la ba bang ba bang tshinshi ba se mile ka ntle go tsoa mare and then ba le mo tlo lentse la go bona and then ba mangwala pele ga yona na se mo re ra ba bona tsiki ba mo ra go re o tlile ba se ba ke so le nna ke re no go ba tsela ke ga ga be e feel of tell me go le mo ra ona le ona le ona le poli o se ga e dira fase kwa tsama o e rapelele mo le monyo go tsusa ga yone ana ala re bona re dumela go di mwatla ba ya sapela kwa tsama o rapela rapela chin every day then o rapela mo le mo go ntshi ba le ba ile rabe tsa tseno ba le ba ile rabe tsa figure out le mpo jelo re mo le mo wa sejor sa ba kolo ga sapelo le le ni done and pray mo le monyo go rutula la tsatsa re go kona so ke be a petso quando rumo di mova tore stessa va ministro of music music industry che ha ogni anno so rumo di lex gar mino es generation changes no no a change so if we relate too much perdo sta la gara tsa va mino ene o do kuma na rakhatsa ma yalelo na go mori khala successful so the gospel musician advise you for rakhatsa le rape
ee
kala 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 post je je na kama jo na brenda then je ni jiri ga die
okay
ba mo ro rakio pela ba mo ro rakio pela yo le je mele ja se pela ba mo ro rakio pela ba wa fo lo mo ro rakio pela wa ye je ni wa sto ko lo lo je ni je lo re ye ye ru music ru pur le ye je ni sio za lo ba tele jwa ee so ga ba tsa e torno e ko mo wa tsile tsa lenze a mino e ar ke moranye le batho le rona le re ke lefate ba ba itswirile le ba successful ga yo
eh
and then re push le bona and then ba re successful se mo lo rua kone ya ona le ndilo mo le rata ka se go ba ka tla re tshuta ka bona sometimes it's a best of all ba tle jurno re ne le re lo jo tsana bo and then I think tshuta a go tsa too much and a ke tlo la ka lemela la lena na gore na tshutha e ka ba tsela fapane o you can have as many tutors as possible musically academically and for the all aspects ya lo roga ba le level and then ba sa lo roga ba go tshuta ba le rene already ba sa tla fa tsa go garan tsa go nyela tele mara ba go lo isa be o tla ba lo rape ya ka se tsala re ya
okay so yale yale gona le rego wala mo ba jorgi ba re biography
biography
mo ke a bona mo tlo sa ka mogolo ro le re le ke bona mo bo nna re le la mthomile inspired band ka 2014
yes my group man in fact gospel band ba challenge ala ba re ke group mo lo re tlo mile high school level then gileka kitakuwa high school mwaka ya kitena mulu was high school, I'll never forget, it was in 2014. And then it happened or kitakanale the two of my favorite brothers belo orle anabele was still going strong rarere pusherega mgaburena belo orge marucha kino and then the tato marucha. So okay. Those gileka kitakanabu kwa mulu was ka SC4. And then ege arke nalabona and then we had to sit down. And then the level we are a great combination. We love Manar, and then Hino is a drama, and then I'm a pianist, and then Tato is a bassist. Mara Gam Governor and Multitaska, Ravali, instruments Yagamu. So out of that, really fast or no, guys, tomorrow we can initiate something. And then drag it or no. Our common people read to attack the Jamaku. Land of facility. And then error or no, let's form a group or get our legend general. And then run on or no, we can go to two mountains. There is this Mushu are called two mountains. And then area two mountains, Ravavoja, come for plain no or no. We are these people and then. And then at the end of the day, mind you, Nara the Chimel already by the grace. I was alone. And then Gilaga introduced the boys through by the grace ministry at the end of the day of Baba Pasavre. And we look fell more. It's inspired Ben. Rilara ratoma ba successful mo lima kara kre tsa re kumana le tsuso financial mo re kumana o and then re kumana le events mo lo real age re kare ke ba strong re busy re kare ke tsamba dimo and then re kona lo ka kumana sa kana nya ra se lo ka kona no ra ganya na ba sala pio ta ba le jere and then mo tele be re bola be le o kara nya na se buru ne sentse nya re kona kumana ga la ga la ra re re kidiya re kona no appreciate ya mo toge ya no re kumana le appreciate kai ke bule jo re na botsa tsaba kholo ya rona e su ye tshela tsa mara go tsena mali so le go pela re le ra pusha and then at the end of the day ra join a little me ngobe bitse gore ke itse mavino e then le ape mind you three piece we are only three boys.
yeah
re three piece and we fight a lot mara rona or we fight a lot and we love each other a lot. So every 3 people are not never get to Mavino and then Rilera Pusha Leo. Era Pusha Leo, Nara Pusha Leo, Nara Pusha Leo. And then just we are Rico. Well, you are now Rubies, what are you doing? What was the time you think? What was the time you think? What was the university of that?
Okay.
You are Rubies, you are a Nara Pusha, we are still strong. Timmy, Freddy, Riona. And then both sides in Kuma under the those sites by the Grace Ministry www.bythegrace.org.
Okay.
Then like on our Kuma na for the booking everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, vale. Ki nga busha something. Kinali SQ le jiru kinali muruti. Mundebele mo in our studio. So re ne re bolela a ke dzuri bele tsi di jena ne re bolela ka come music. So Muruti alega o tlhalosa. I think most of the point you were touching ke je Muruti a lenga le ka o di bontsha hore motho for music o nyaka motho yo aga mo ba re gudran aga mo
mentora.
Yeah, mentora because how li one was not mentoring. It got slow. So le ke nga gushisha mo go gudu ka tabi gudele wala ya ministry. So le winning yele bolang ka yona. So kare ina zora o bereka byang ministry ko ke nyaka tsebara na o gona byang ministry because ke le mo website nya yona e ministry ke a bona hore le a tsamaya man ene ka re le ba bantsi so le ke nyaka wena o ne music site o mbujorna le gona byang hore le gona ba ntho ye one so
ministry wa by the grace is a very big ministry all or ile ga tsile di garao. And then in tselo re ma tshomo tshomo ile re ya re kontsha re fetse lo re fetela lo ka mo ka tselo re a di dia
batho ba le jao le bona ka re ke a bona mo re eso bolela gore e mongwe le mongwe like lena le le 3 le tseba o le ja ntho ngwe le nngwe. So ke a naana gore because I think ge ke checka website ya by the grace ministry ke a bona gore e ka re e na le ntho ngwe le nngwe ke ra re ke bolela mabapi a lelo jao le ja o ka re almost ntho ngwe le nngwe ya o le ja ba na le yone.
Everything, each and every instrument, you know, with the whole thing, you know, with our drama, with our finish, and everything, each of us, not everything, even in terms of media, we are well equipped. We are a very big team.
Okay.
A very big team. And as I'm saying, even this station is falling under by the Grace Ministry. As I'm saying, the Grace Ministry is a very big organization. The best organization. And then Ghana Bara really good rapid Alabama for one of all. And then who Daniel. And then we have many people in the organization. We're busy pushing and professionally so.
Okay.
Not only pushing but professionally so.
Yes, you are well professional. Yale ke ka go buisa mo
malapa.
Ka tlo ya mme. Le vere ka ba re ena lo ba le digigi. Yale ifi ka le na le digigi a di thulane le by the grace na. Like di digigi je le ya. Edit le vere ka bana ka jona le khona bana gore motho bio nya ka ba musician. Mara then le ka mkhona le khona nga ona hore. Obviously ka re le re gargari melagna nar by the grace I did the gig nanar asidi gig gig so the winning fair so which means and then the veraga bian in terms of the message that you gig by the grace leona in all something the veraga bian ya nabo
all right but the and then by the renal gig and then the veraga kari tayara to soro sa journal schedule check time. Sometimes to roll a little confusion, you have to join down some of the staff for the end of the day. So that our Kumana win a little bit 17 and our 18 and what's going on in a. So, and then by the grace ministry, the organization is already very well organized. All Rockwell is still winning. Ponotla, now we're still mayor. Alabama Ragarno, the rest of winning are replaying. And then it's a direction from God. Kumulimuel or work director, and then.
Okay.
So, Mara, and then, Erin, I told you, assignment, where we have to go. Reveal, you know, check them, Mara, reveal that show. And then, Rafoka, on one thing. And Erin, to be the vaccination song, especially when we're going to Bagara industrial music. Not in my life, I do not want funding.
Hey, look at home, Mr. Galeguabu, the Lurgin.
Not on from my I do not sleep on Sunday.
Okay.
On Sunday, I make sure we're agreeing here. Because sometimes around the musician, you're on it. I'm going to make a little bit of
Okay.
Sacrifice. Arian, again, Mara. You must have your limit, your boundaries, so you know what. The moment you have a proposal, 10,000. But on Sunday, service, I sacrifice. Unless if, when I alternate, yellow or navy, you can throw an ox a mine. Was he a man or no tundra and over on our way shore? Yeah, for that sake, that is our teleger, and then Maganava, Mara, Auna, alternate assemblies, which is a spell, you are a great make a part.
So, Ginaga, Adi Friedman, Ginaga Regie, the caller, Regorna, one of the Bujishi thing on Amu, Mara, Kinanori, Kinale, Limuru to come studio, Mordin Debele, Agiturna, Mutlaga Banali. The question in Yanajan and Gangu Rubujisha Bill Kadaraja, the our listeners, and maybe our listeners, Babana Babanaga, Rubujisha, Marna Malabani, Bujisha Jedi, Majir Saditivi, Mara irregular to listen as Yarnagari, Line Legashimisha, Ernalilan Jibir Yamu Studio, Legashimisa 083-289-4658. Ke number ya rena or la shimisa 0732692731 or la berigisa 0320004052 over la rumela radio at by the grace.org over la WhatsApp la 0832894658 if you na le bujisho marana malaba. So iri marana malaba niki kigorna muruti site yae nginye ka re gisenya na re mabengeleng mara re ga sima bengeleng fana re ta tsena pele until re fetja our show because ana beneng ki 5:30 5:27 re na le re sana le our host Malabani ke na host ya rena just that today and then re uko pulukwane na yo no host ya rena u presenter go pulukwane and nagamu studio kinali maruti and then the more midrend and then ki ya maruti over to you.
I just want to perhaps take an opportunity and just thank Mr. Malabane for explaining thoroughly about and advising as well on how musicians can sharpen themselves and how they can work efficiently and how they can multi-task and arrange their diaries in such a way that the church does not suffer and they also do not suffer in the process. Men of God, I think you have said a mouthful and I'm really thankful for you on that regard.
Amen.
Amen. And us as the pastors, especially when it comes to churches and music, our hands would be very short without the help, the assistance, the working together with the musicians or the music ministers, be it music ministers which minister through musical instruments or be it singers as well. You know, so we are hand in glove as far as preaching the gospel is concerned, you know. And I think what I want to perhaps come to an understanding to with Mr. Malapane as well is that how are or what are the challenges that musicians, especially in the church, come across when it comes to their craft, when it comes to what they do, their giftings? What are the challenges that you as musicians usually come across in the church, in the body of Christ?
All right. Hello, thank you for your question, Mr. Ruth. Well, we are now musicians, especially in the brigade. Yama tomo tomo ele ri ni yanga re ba tse tse ba take into consideration ona lupa no re, and then one of our musician is very talented, he said, and all you can mention. Mara he or she comes from a poor family. Bolo rene a ko mo fitela je le mo ja le ro initial. And then ta ke mo ke lo rene church. Ugira lor no. Agri grigije are tswane.
Yes.
Some of the churches rna le ba the pastors. Oba maybe me not say pastors, oba chawe lor ni too ignorant. To an extent ya ore arulisane. Kupita mo lor kono bana ngwane mu aro tshotsale le ke buru kunya. Oro ba lo go mo tsa rna malafuke ene. O ka ta grege ndo go kuya o kuleya. Oba o kota gre gene ga buru kwe lor ne ari ari a bo. And then rasta ke mon ke lor ku mana o si ke tim. Ya ke lor no ri a bar black and white. And then o si ke tim ye ra bar black and white, and then brata brata man man can't afford to buy those stuff ye lor those things request. And then at the end of the day, brata went to men's aka feela welcomed in the church because na ka ba ko no fitela je no ja de. So in that thing, tele je kia no re e tele je kia re lu je sam mo pa mi se to na ten ga re wa ro ko nya ga Sunday o to ba kro ka e ka e wi lo je ne. And in the name of man, in the name of man, because nya ga mi tsari standard, mind you, personality ya batho is not the same, but tele. When all of us tell them, they can't speak out for themselves, or they can't ask for help. Maravelo garna ondola. When you're relevant, relevant is she. Relevant who lorna? Who is lorna? How is so? Problem is gabagin. Gabaga upola someone young one. Ya soul winning ya mama. Ngasandi barway. Rumoruzu mama bolwe barway zingeji wa village. Bar when you're talking about nothing, sorry. Over now and then, wash your hands, wash your hands. When you make sure, you ask privately for now. What's the problem? And then, if you can tell them more, you can also choose again privately. Or if you don't know what to do, that's the first challenge that we as musicians face. That's the first challenge that we as musicians face. The second challenge, you know, personality awareness is too sensitive. To an extent, they are one person. I don't wish I can try to correct my mistakes, and I think that one doesn't affect us musicians only. It also affects the church. Well, or no, you have to correct me about maybe a mistake that I've done as a musician in front of the church, in front of the church, and in a harsh way. Agree, run about to we take things differently. You can find your embarrassed, or spiritually down, or offended somehow. At the end of the day, what is the Lord, you decide you're going to belong at the church. Yeah. So those are the challenges the Lord, we as musicians, not too much.
I'm listening to you. Yeah. Now, you've also mentioned the fact that you do not gig on a Sunday.
Yes.
How important is it for a musician to have or display that kind of loyalty in his or her local church? Speaking and knowing that we have people which are great musicians and which are obviously on demand even on a Sunday as a church that is as a day that is regarded as a day to attend church services. Now, how important is it to be loyal to the programs of the church? Is it important to be loyal, or it is important to continue to increase the brand even if it takes you to have sacrifices, you know, on Sunday services and sacrifices leaving the church and to go minister in different places where you are invited in and so forth?
As I've mentioned before, it's very, very important to be loyal to the church. It's very, very important because the church needs us. And we don't only go to the church for a knowledge affair. We are saving, make sure. We are saving. And I've also illustrated or not. Sometimes you find out or you get an invite. More or you can't say no and you can't support the invite that you got. Irrespective or sakatale or it's about money or not. But it's an invite. So I advise Patrick once more again, I've said about it before. Do not live and leave a space more or no and then do not leave and Udu Lekregesa like Safar because you're not left. Make sure, and I repeat what I said, make sure, for as you leave, we see, and then an alternate go, see, more feel or whatever more lonely at home. Because you got an invite or you got a gig, or maybe you are not sure. And again, Pundit.
Yes.
Rabat, sometimes we get sick. Not only sick, but sometimes rare. So I'm not a guy. I learned that I got a miracle. I got a slapping, you want a slapping aside in the wood. But I'm not going to tell you to talk a Greek. So, I'm going to tell you to talk a Greek. I'm going to tell you to talk a Greek. Mara, if you can be able to find alternate and then deliver me, Greek, I'm going because of our ignorance, or because of the gifts that we get, I think we should not be more vulnerable. Yeah.
And perhaps the last question that I think I would like to also understand from a great musician such as you are is also in connection with the church, but also in connection with the funds. In your own perspective, do you believe that musicians, be it bassists or drummers or pianists or keyboardists, do you what is your perspective about the arrangements, the payment arrangements with musicians? Do you believe that musicians deserve to be remunerated or perhaps to be paid a salary in the local church, or do you believe that they should just operate for freely if they have to spending from their own pockets and things like that? What is your perspective concerning the payment of musicians in the local church where they are members of?
All right, you know, you've asked such a wonderful question, and thanks for that. I think we have different churches, and then in the Greek church they are different.
Yeah.
Some are big, and not only big in number and the financial stability.
Yeah.
It's so high. Mara, we also have churches there. They are from the villages, and the finances are not even balancing very well.
Yeah.
To an extent, they are even on Sunday service. Area bagamunyalo no kumana banigi 6 rags. Some churches more or no. No. For a Sunday is 20,000. So I think the payments and whatever you've mentioned, younger standard a church, or reggae, and then the icon of Tagal. And if you are saving, actually, you don't have to ask if ever you are saving. You know, Muru Dunal Papa Numar Norg is an aggregate, and then Wabali, Purnal Papa Norg is an aggregate, and then Greg. Yeah, I'm in this church.
Yeah.
But on a little more or a Greg, yeah, move a lot from wherever more Lord of Ion.
All right.
The church needs him. You're not going to get the name to your answers. This person, Greg Amatoga, immediately from Ganga. Or no, I thought it's a Greg. That's what I want to say. So, Mutsuwe, I got a little agreement with the organization, Gregor. Okay. Since you called me, since we can agree on this certain amount each and every week or each and every month. And then Vagakoma, level one. Marawa, the only one. Who let us know what Gregan, not an aggregate. And then who the Dano? I think Anama, our rather, after when I miss a direct over commission of the Ronyaga repayment. But this stage, I got quality roster. And then let's go about it. Greg agree in the loop said that somehow. And then organization maybe, agree or no. We can take this amount each and every month, Ralevo, our musicians. That way, it can be acceptable. But I want to know, like Greg, if you are going to go Greg and over Greg, when you are dead to serve, but because the Greg is only Lord, that thing is important for everybody to accept it. So you can accept the church, the man, do some roots.
Yes. Now,
okay.
I just wanted to also just interject there and ask a follow-up question. Would you also recommend the very same type of an agreement or arrangement with a person who operates in the church as a cameraman, a person who operates in the church as a Sunday school teacher, a person who cleans in the church, a person who is an usher in the church, or a person who serves food in the church? So basically people which operate in the church like that, would you also recommend that they would have some remuneration arrangement with the church, or would it only apply to musicians?
Yeah, I think it covers all the aspects, because you cannot give the musicians and leave others behind.
Okay.
Whatever musicians need, also the ushers need it. Whatever the cleaners need, also we all need them. So as I've said, it's a matter, Greg, in the financial stability, your like Bisham Roots.
Yes, sir.
So like Otwana Lenten. My local church is at Blueville. Now I'm at the Shield.
Yeah.
So Gizana Greg almost Shield. Each and every month they give us something.
Yeah.
But we never asked or claimed for it.
Okay.
And we never find anywhere or each and every month you must give us this. So even if it happened or let me use that word, Varlevale. We don't have the power to change committee and say, and then what happened to us? Why didn't we get the money this month? Because we never asked for it. But okay, let us thank these boys. Maybe they're just appreciating our work. Or maybe low sometimes you grow lore. Our instrumentalist or maybe ushers are in need of maybe attire. The money that can come out, it can be for that, or it can be for some of the things here, they will help us to press on. Yes. So Mara claiming, I think claiming for payments at church, from me, I don't accept that.
I hear you very well. Thank you so very much.
Because we are not there. We have to serve. not to make business.
Okay, so yeah, thank you, Murugi. Our listeners, the time is 5:44. So we just left with 15 minutes to close the show. But I want to ask Mr. Malapane, can you go something? Can you go something? What a good king, Bali, Casper King, Mary Nation. This whole was a high grade.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
this whole. So, Horena, like, Hore, give one about deciding over Kelly Nali, the deliverer.
And then, as I've indicated, Hore, Unale, Matagurama, Moil or Neo serve, and then the church decide or no. But how about we go replan for this boy's 5 francs each and every month? Marawabal that thing alone, and then Pastor Devil comes to me and say, you know, God, I need your help. I have a ministry at Sunnyside, Pretoria. And then I'm in need of a person like you, Lorna, can help me, God, instrumental stuff. And then we write down an agreement, okay? Will it be possible if you give me this much? Or maybe the pastor can say, okay, I'll afford to give you a certain amount each and every month. Mind you, we agreed. So each and every month, I must expect the amount the Lord the pastor has promised to me. So in that case, in the matter, our even in expectancy actually every month.
Okay.
But if the church in all the trouble, maybe go one of the poker jail or me or na financially jail or maybe so or like I have the yan or here the yan. Then that one is an offer or you can accept it. Even though I guess we are quite young, Mara, it's a great offer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no, Gigi Gushi.
Yeah.
So but like we're now like when I didn't ever go sign a contract.
Yes.
Uga to tell go and garring, Uga advisor. But he led you like Uga advisor, young guy, when I go and never know who sign a contract. When I go and I come one or as a musician. Una nor your name to a key, didn't we write? Karori, come one or we sing Aria Takimu to Rargam Mono and Nagam Mono.
We are going to have a contract. The one over the agreement is when you're ready to me, that the first deal or the second agree, as I've indicated, Pastor Devil approaches me and say, Malapa, I want you to come and help each and every Sunday. And Pastor promises me, or I'll give you 5 francs each and every month.
Yeah.
And then, mind you, he made an agreement.
Yeah.
He made an agreement with me. And as he made an agreement with me, here or not, I have to expect the money each and every month. Mind you, when you expect something, you can already plan job. And then you can already plan to come on a first time, like you for that I mentioned, or you let's be senior. Never stress more way. Maybe you have to buy food for yourself, to look at best, to get some of the things, you can always go low. And then you don't get the money, or mind you. Money somewhere else, I'll be on down to see, and I would say, besides a certain amount. So, is a pastor is not faithful, Mara? I think, and yes, you know, I think now, to my own contract, I guess support.
Always support,
yeah. No, to my own, yeah, there's our teledor. As musicians, we must know. Because we're not only doing this thing for money. At the same time, we're saving. Because our focus at the end of the day, you just cover the family. Our focus is to move my children. Then Lamova announced a Manila over Gregor or 6 rand, our counter, or a big as he tell the man who not be led or receive that.
Okay.
Well, your focus
now
too much
to
money.
No, Gigi, Malabane. So, our listeners, we left with 10 minutes to leave you guys. But if you want to ask Mr. Malabane something, you can just give us a call or SMS us on 03-289-4658. The time is 10 to 5. I mean 10 to 6. And we're still talking about music that heals and restore the heart. So I think I want us to review. We have a caller on the line. Let me just put this caller. Let's just go. Hey, Maruna Malapan. Yeah, no. Egari rivile le matatanya na le the caller mara ya. But agree malari but le je barna ba ba khono tswara something no tabeng ya music. Because this show to ba se je barna gore e ba every day from 3 to 6. Hostigi Mr. Malaban ke na mong wa show ye. And today ne re nya ka gore ba listener ba khono o go shisha background ya Mr. Malaban. So there are a lot of things considering ka music ke ke ding. So a ke tle gore Mr. Malaban man ke mafelelo. A le ka botjang ba theleji as re le tswalela show. Yeah. Yeah, from 3 to 6, which is music, healing, and talk. Manzia for you, Aliga, Liga with the Mati League. Our listeners.
The first music that you play early in the morning determines the mood of your day.
Okay.
Quite a matomel or Nianga or Pujamati Liga.
Okay.
What's the job of the first music that you play early in the morning? It determines the mood of your day. So, I have to go from my career and talk. And then, I agree, mood of music is very much different. Very different. So, I said, you are not going to encourage our refrain about the digital world. But, actually, you know, learning is so inspiring. You know, the energy learning, it's going to sustain for the rest of the day. Mind you, again, Boru, you must play the very same music for the rest of the day. But the first music that you listen, Ali Judge. The first music, it is a minor mudo Ali Judge. And then, over to Rich Baga or no, our particular rapper, especially Ronald musicians, because by our voices, by the music that we play, we are ministering to the world. It's not all about faith, but we are ministers as well. We have ministers of the way, minister of music, this thing in the ministry I'm going to do. So let's not take the ministry or more and more feel it regular fast. Because Rdosega, my fellow loan, right? And then what's the effect? As a gas shakai. So let's take this thing serious. Because the Rapolubu, who won a really a loan.
So Eriki Kerry, before u read loads on the show yarena. Kikorna Murutu ring Olaela our beautiful listeners there. Because it's the station that bring hopes to the hearts and soul of the people. So Rabbi Melari, our listeners mobile on wherever Dubai, USA, all over the world. I think they are somehow learning something and they learned something. So I want to say, I want to give Pastor Pet a chance before we play one of the songs that you guys did in last year called Amati. Only God can do what no man can say or do, and then from there we will close the show.
Thank you so very much, man of God. To By the Grace Radio listeners, I believe that Mr. Malapane has said a very important point, and I just wanted to reiterate or perhaps just add another layer to that. He said it's important that the kind of music that you listen in the morning, and I also just want to add that it's also very important the kind of music or the type of music that you listen to as well, not just the genre but the type, because music in itself is a route, it leads you somewhere, you know. So if we have, or if we listen to music which lead us not to write things, which lead us to say words which are not right, you know, there's different type of music. There's music that leads people to to even say derogatory words and things like that. I would really advise that it's very important that as people we select and we buy type of music which leads us into the land of healing, which leads us to the land of freedom, to the land of peace, and most of all to a spiritual land, a land where we identify who we really are, how we should operate as the people. So it's very important that we listen to the right kind and the right type of music, you know. And I believe that gospel, amongst other music genres, is quite an appropriate music to listen to, because through that you can be led to prayer, you know. Through that you can be led to the presence of God. Through that you can learn about the word of God. Through that you can receive healing, you can receive deliverance, you can your peace can be sustained. And just lastly, I wanted to say that it's very important that we focus and we respect musicians, and that we buy music because musicians at times, especially the recorded musicians, you know, there's a lot of effort and there's a lot of budget that they put into recording music. So Ukare Mudimo aka thusa the musicians and the listeners of music, that through music they can learn more, and that they can arrive to the point of the presence of God through music.
Yeah, so Malapane, yeah, what is your last final words as we close our show?
My last final words for now, what is it for now? Are opening an amount tomorrow, same time, same place. Tune in, because we have a lot to learn about the title, Music Heals and Talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, in short, I can say the time is 5:57. We are signing off. We will have the next show. That is Time to Meditate. We have more in stock. And our website, www.radio.bydegrace.org. You just click on listen and then you hear everything. I think this show will be on broadcast. For once we finish here, people they can still hear the this show, and yeah, so cheers, bye bye.